Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone. Linda Shear is with us this morning. She's the board president of the volunteers that helped to organize the Corning Center for the Fine Arts in Corning. And they've got a special exhibit going on right now, too, that we wanted to visit about. Linda, thanks so much for the time this morning.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about the Corning Center for the Fine Arts. That's a nice gem you have there in the community.
Well, it was something that just kind of came to be out of necessity. In 2004, our hardware store, closed, and we didn't want an empty storefront on our main part of our downtown area, and so a committee of about five or six of us got together at that time and wanted to come up with something unique and different, and so we met for about 5 or 6 months and traveled up to the University of Iowa to the Entrepreneur Center and at the University of Iowa and got some ideas from them, and they were all into promoting an artist residency program. So we researched it and developed it and came back and come to find out that Iowa was void of any artist residency programs. And so we thought, well, we could be the first one. And so we decided to transfer the hardware store main floor into a gallery to display the art. And there were two apartments up above the hardware store that we could then have an automatic residency program with two different apartments and two different sets of artist residents. And so we started the construction, and one of our board members, Martin Olive, did 99% of the construction and volunteered a lot of his time and had his friends come in, and they refurbished the hardware store into a gallery. And we opened our doors in September of 2005 for the homecoming.
Linda, while this is called the Corning Center for Fine Arts, and of course it's located there in Corning, this would seem to have more of a wide-ranging appeal.
Well, it does, because we have about 90 different artists work here from around the country, and with it being a residency program as well, a lot of the art we have on display are from artists in residence that came here that now live. We have artists in California. We have contacts in California. We have contacts in New York City. I've got a couple of them down in Georgia. And our current resident artists didn't want to spend the winter in Iowa, so they are down in Texas right now. But they're coming back and going to renew their residency the 1st of May. So we have two resident artists at this current time with us.
Do you find that some folks are kind of shocked that in a town the size of Corning you're able to have an artist-in-residence program?
Well, a lot of folks don't understand exactly the technological part of it, and it is interesting, but it seems to work, and it's been working for us. And we have, therefore, with having resident artists and new art in all the time, you have a display that you can change, and then we try to have different shows. Like during the summertime, during our summer festival here in town, we have an end plein air event where we have artists come and sign up for the day, paint what they see in the moment. It's in plein air. They just set themselves up and paint what they see, and then we have prizes and a contest for that, and we usually have 8 to 10 in plein air artists that are willing to do that during the summer festival. And we have a student show that we do that'll be coming up here in April and May, and homecoming time we always have a special alumni show or try to have something attached with the alumni. So we try to do things that go along with the rest of the community and support the town as well.
Yeah, and I assume you get pretty good support from the community back.
Oh, very much so, yes. We're small enough in Corning that everybody supports everybody, and most of the time you're on the same boards and the same committees, so it doesn't take much to converse and get things set up.
Well, I'm impressed, because we all know how difficult it is to find good volunteers and then keep good volunteers, and this sounds like the volunteers spend a good chunk of their time helping to coordinate and help to operate the facility.
Very much so. The Corning Center for the Fine Arts is all run by volunteers, by a volunteer board.
Very good. Well, let's talk a little bit about the current display that's there. The Iowa Watercolor Society has a traveling show, and it's been bouncing around this part of the state here during the early part of the year, and right now it's at the Corning Center for the Fine Arts. Can you talk a little bit about what folks will see when they come there?
Correct. We have about 100 pieces of art on display through the Watercolor Society annual traveling show, and this traveling show picks a different quadrant of the state of Iowa to travel through each year, and this year it's Southwest Iowa. It's from that field went to Winterset. It's now here in Corning, and we'll be transferring it here the 1st of April to the Pace Huff Family Center in Council Bluffs. So people have a chance to get around Southwest Iowa and see the show. And it's at Corning Center for the Fine Arts. We have it on display every day, and we are open 10 to 4 Monday through Saturday. And you can see the show anytime, 10 to 4 till the end of March. And we're having a special open house on March 17th from 11 to 3. We'll have special people there to answer any questions and refreshments and that sort of thing.
Okay, excellent. Well, I know you had one open house date that's already passed us here. Was it well attended?
It was. It was. It was. It was not a nice day out, so let's just cut down on our numbers just a little bit. But we're hoping this March 17th one will be better. So, and we've had quite a few people coming in just on miscellaneous days on their own to come in and see the watercolor show.
Sure, sure. Linda, can I ask you? You're an artist yourself, I assume.
Oh heavens, no!
Oh, you just have an interest.
I just have an interest, and they asked me when I retired. I was an educator here in Corning for a long period of time, and retired after 33 years of teaching. And I was looking for something to do, and they caught me at a weak moment.
Well, do you have a preference for different types of art?
I do like the watercolor. Simply because the watercolor art is more mellow, and it's not so stark as some of the other mediums are. And the watercolor, the folks that present or are able to show in this watercolor show are very, very talented. They're every piece of art that we have on display with the watercolor show is just excellent. You know, it's all different techniques or all different tacks of people depending upon their preference of what they want to paint. But it's just such a variety that it's just a wonderful show.
Yeah, I think that's what strikes most people about when you think about watercolors. A lot of us go back to our youth, and we think about those types of things. Well, we kind of just made a mess on paper is what we did back then. That's not what this is. It might be softer, but it's still, there's a lot of sharpness to it yet, too. Some of these artists are very good.
They are, and the multiple use of colors and different shades of colors is very evident in all of these artists' work that we have on display.
And I looked through it from the on the website there, the iowawatercolorsociety.org. They have a website, and they actually have a lot of those pieces on there. Some of them are award winners, and some of them might look a little familiar to folks here in Iowa.
A lot of them are landscapes. They are or historic buildings, just whatever caught the artist's desire at that moment that they were painting to put their exhibit in. Yeah, so it's quite a variety.
Yeah, and as we mentioned, too, some of them might, maybe border a little bit more on the abstract than on the specific, but you've got a lot of variety there within, and again, as we all know, if we did a little bit of that work when we were kids, watercolor painting is not the easiest thing to do. It can be a little difficult to master.
No, it is not.
Yeah.
But it's very, very nice, and we are also going to be offering, too, on March 17th, or we have the open house on April 23rd, we are going to be offering a watercolor sketching class. So if there's anyone listening who has had that desire to pick the watercolor back up again, like you said, from our childhood, we are offering it Saturday, April 23rd from 9 to 12. And it's going to be taught by a person connected with the Iowa Watercolor Society, Maya Fonseca. And the cost is going to be $50, and we're limiting it to the first 12 people who sign up, and it will include the materials that would be needed for the class.
All right. Well, that just fits right into the mission now, doesn't it?
Uh-huh, it does.
Very good. Well, giving people an opportunity, not just to see and experience, but also an opportunity to do as well and learn a little bit more about some of those some of those skills that folks bring here to the center. Well, I wanted to mention once again, too, the dates on that. You've got the open house coming up on the 17th from 11 to 3, but folks can stop by any time while that exhibit is still available and check it out, right?
Correct, and we're open 10 to 4 daily.
Okay, very good. Is there any admission charge?
Monday through Saturday. No, No, there's no admission charge. There is the $50 charge for that April 23rd class. But that's the only thing. You know, you can just stop in and come and have lunch here in Corning and stop at the Art Center.
Okay, very good. The Corning Center for the Fine Arts, located at 706 Davis Avenue in Corning, Iowa. They'd love to have plenty of folks from around the area stop in. I know a lot of folks from this area like to come down to, shows at the Corning Opera House and some different things that happen in the community. So if you're interested, here's another opportunity for you to check something out that's kind of rare to this area. Well, Linda Shearer, thank you so much for spending a little time with us here this morning on our program and visiting. Linda's the board president of the Corning Center for the Fine Arts, and I'm impressed. A lot of good work that you and the other volunteers are doing. Congratulations on the work so far, and keep it up.
Well, thank you for helping us promote this. We appreciate it.